Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 35 of your new life. Today's title is Open Doors for Jesus. Charles Spurgeon said, "Prayer is an open door which no one can shut. Demons may surround you on all sides, but the way upward is always open, and as long as that road is unobstructed, you will not fall into the enemy's hands." Our text today is Colossians 4:1-4. "Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you have also a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak." Paul encouraged the Colossian believers to be steadfast and watchful in prayer. He also told them to pray for open doors. Paul knew that God could answer prayer and open up opportunities for him to share Jesus. In his commentary, Charles Swindoll brings his keen wisdom and insight to Colossians 4:1-4. In these four verses, Paul addresses the vertical dimension as he writes about words directed to God in prayer. He offers three pieces of sound advice that we can apply to our prayer lives. First, be devoted in prayer. Prayer is to be active, not passive; bold, not weak; specific, not general; attentive, not lazy; continuous, not sporadic. Entering God's presence boldly, but with proper humility, we acknowledge that He has the power to give us what we ask, but the right to answer however He pleases. And we can know that however He answers, yes, no, wait, or here's something better, He's going to work everything out for our good, not for our harm. So, with an attitude of thanksgiving, even for prayers God has not yet answered, we're to exercise diligence and vigilance. We're to pray with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Second, be visionary in prayer. Colossians 4:3-4. Paul doesn't hesitate to ask the Colossians to pray for him and his fellow workers, giving some specifics unique to his circumstances and directly related to his eager desire to fulfill his calling to preach Christ with clarity. He doesn't ask that they conduct an hour-by-hour prayer vigil until he's released from his house arrest. Rather, he asks that doors of opportunity might be opened right where he has found himself. Though he was experiencing very limiting circumstances, Paul had massive ministry vision. And, as I read the closing lines of the book of Acts, I have every reason to believe the Colossians did pray for this and that God granted it. Acts 28:30-31 says of Paul, "He stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered. It seems that their prayers were answered." Third, be specific in prayer. Note how specific Paul was in his request for the Colossians' prayers. He didn't ask them to pray for missionaries in general, but for himself and his co-workers specifically. He didn't ask for them to pray for God to make himself known across the globe, but to grant Paul open doors to proclaim the gospel in his situation. He didn't ask for them to pray that God would open the hearts and minds of unbelievers around the world to respond to his revelation, but to give Paul clarity of expression when he preached the word to those around him. God can open doors for opportunities to make him known. As we pray, he provides. As we seek and knock, he answers. God will give us chances to share him, but we must see the open doors before us and act on the opportunities that he provides. Viktor Frankl was a brilliant doctor who was held captive by the Nazis in a concentration camp. They took away his livelihood, confiscated his possessions, mocked his dignity, and killed his family. They locked him in a cell with no windows and no way out. Many fellow prisoners died from broken hearts and discouragement. But Viktor Frankl found a door that his guards did not know about. He said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Frankl discovered that his guards were far more imprisoned by their cruelty and ignorance than he was by concrete walls and barbed wire. What keeps you imprisoned behind locked doors? Is it self-centeredness or fear of what might lie beyond the open doors God is presenting you with? Is it a fear of the unknown or a fear of failure? Pray for courage, a deeper trust in God to believe that when He opens a door for you, He will provide you with the strength to accomplish what He's inviting you to. He won't invite you into something and leave you to figure it out on your own. He has a great plan for your life. Pray for open doors for Jesus. Place your trust in Him and walk through the doors God provides. Questions. What stands out the most to you from Charles Swindoll's insights into these four verses of Scripture? What open doors for Jesus are you praying for with persistence? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for freeing us to choose joy. Empower us to choose that joy to fuel a life of prayer and pursuit of you. In your name we pray. Amen.